when dinner was on the table and say the family was standing around waiting to begin, what do you say to them?
Well, we generally say the blessing first. When you can get them to be quiet enough, you say the blessing.
Okay.
And then serve the little one's plate. Then you start eating. Let the older one serve themselves if they're old enough. But don't, well, you serve them.
Well, everybody's standing at the table, you say. What? Y'all?
Well, they all be quiet and let's eat.
Okay, they get a chair and they all...
Yeah, everybody gets a chair or a bench and sit around the table.
Come
to dinner.
If you want somebody not to wait until the taters are passed, you say, go ahead and...
eat your potatoes or wait.
Your
share or depend.
Here are the potatoes, go ahead and...
Eat.
Okay.
Eat while they're hot.
And he went ahead and...
ate his potatoes, took his potatoes. Especially French fries.
If you decide not to eat something, you say, I don't
care to eat that.
Now, if the food has been cooked and served a second time, you say it's been...
Rewarmed, yeah.
Uh-huh, warmed over. Did y'all have a place where you would raise your own things out back? Tell me about some of the things that you would raise.
You mean food?
Yeah.
Ash potatoes? Strawberries? Garlic? Onions?
Did you have the little small fresh ones that you could eat?
Little onions. No, we didn't have the little dainty kind. I never knew Mama had that, but we had what they call the wild onions, and we had what they call the shallots. That must be what you're talking about, the shallots. But there's a kind of a little round onion. I see they pickled, but we pickled shallots too. Multiplying onions, some people call them.
Something was cooking and made a good impression on your nostrils. You'd say to somebody,
that smells delicious. That's good, or depend.
Boy, it was making a real good waft and odor come through there and say, I think dinner's ready. Won't you just smell?
Smell that food of cooking.
Okay. Now, you mentioned syrup, and you said you didn't have molasses here, right?
No.
Any kinds of sweetening, would you ever put syrup in anything? When you put syrup in something, would you distinguish it from sugar, in other words?
Well, I'll tell you, we was raised to use syrup because sugar was hard to get.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'd eat syrup in bread. You'd eat syrup. Even we did learn to eat syrup on our oatmeal. When we were a big bunch of kids, we was 11 kids, and Mom would make a great big old half a gallon of oatmeal for breakfast. You know?
Yeah.
One of these big crocks, you know? Cook a great big old pan of oatmeal, and Mama always did cook hot. She never cooked oatmeal with water. She would cook it with fresh milk. And then sometimes she even had cream saved that she put in there, made the oatmeal delicious, and then we'd eat it with syrup. I'll never forget how hard I took it when I went to school away from home. I had to eat it with sugar.
Sugar isn't prepackaged, but it was weighed out of the barrel. When it wasn't prepackaged, say they just weighed it out of the barrel at the store?
Yeah, they'd weigh it, put it in little bags.
It was sold?
By the pound. Or by the barrel or by the sack.
Yeah.